Hi, Tom Castaldi here. Welcome to an audio walk on the Heritage Trail through Fort Wayne's history. In 1991, while planning the celebration for Fort Wayne's first 200 years, a survey was conducted among the city's citizens to determine which permanent legacies to commemorate. Media surveys indicated that a program for identifying and permanently marking notable historical sites in central Fort Wayne was one of the more popular choices. A plan with its associated costs was prepared, and the trail idea moved forward to become one of the foremost lasting legacies of the bicentennial celebration of 1994. Original financial support came from the Journal Gazette Foundation and Essex Group in conjunction with ARCH, the Historic Preservation Organization, serving as its financial trustee. Today, this free and open to the public walking trail continues to celebrate and trace Fort Wayne's history. A committee to develop the details of the trail was formed, and it began its work in 1992. Serving on the panel were Craig Cowan, who chaired the group, Tom King, Karen Gardner, Michael Hawfield, George Mather, Irene Walters, Mike Westfall, and Tom Castaldi. It was decided not only to mark notable historical sites, but to develop a self-guided program that became known as the Heritage Trail. The result was the creation of 33 new historical markers for the significant sites in the central city and incorporation of 20 previously marked sites. Also produced was a map brochure indicating the location of trail routes and markers. Rather than attempt to provide a comprehensive history of Fort Wayne, the trail is intended to stir interest, to provide basic information, as well as to create excitement about the community's past. The trail recalls dramatic confrontations, battles and sporting events, and along the path are beautiful homes, thriving industries, centers of finance and government, places dedicated to the arts, towering churches, and great lines of transportation. Walking a single trail would be an exhaustive venture if it were to do justice to the story of our region's rich history. For a more reasonable user experience, it was separated into four shorter interconnecting ones. Although the trail is designed for joining in any place along the way, the Central Downtown Trail that begins at Fryman Square Park is a convenient starting point. The markers that describe the various stops are oriented for pedestrian viewing rather than trying to sightsee from a car window. There's much more to see, feel, and imagine by choosing the sidewalk experience. A guidebook entitled On the Heritage Trail was produced to give additional information on each of the panel's subjects and offering information about other important sites and topics. Short essays about important individuals and subjects were included in the guidebook following the route of the trail. During 2005, new sites were added and a newly printed map was prepared. Among the additions are those in Headwaters Park as well as ones in Rock Hill Park, which makes a connection to the Wabash Erie Canal Towpath Trail. North, four markers are added that can be found on the IPFW soccer campus. And the map now marks the line of the River Greenway, the route of the Lincoln Highway, and the path of the Wabash Erie Canal. For NIPR, I'm Tom Castaldi with a reminder of a legacy that is yours for touring our fascinating history on the Heritage Trail.